The glance from his liquid brown eyes swept over them like a benediction, soothing them, wrapping them about as in the mantle of a great peace. "How long she been afire, Captain?" he asked in a voice so gentle and unperturbed that it was as the cooing of a dove. At first the captain felt the peace and content of it stealing in upon him. Then the consciousness of all that he'd gone through and was going through smote him, and he was resentful. By what right did this ragged beachcomber, in dungaree trousers and a cotton shirt, suggest such a thing as peace and content to him and his overwrought, exhausted soul? The captain did not reason this. It was the unconscious process of emotion that caused his resentment. 15 days, he answered shortly. Who are you? My name is McCoy, came the answer in tones that breathed tenderness and compassion. I mean, are you the pilot? McCoy passed the benediction of his gaze over the tall, heavy-shouldered man with the haggard, unshaven face who had joined the captain. I am as much a pilot as anybody, was McCoy's answer.